I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Andy Langlois. He's one of the key organizers of Forestville 2018. It's happening this weekend in Marquette at the Forestville Trailhead. And we found out from Andy what the schedule is, how you can get tickets, and more about Forestville 2018.
It's a festival with a great variety of music. We've got some craft beer, art vendors, food trucks, and it looks like a whole lot of sunshine this weekend, so we're excited about that, too.
And this is happening at the Forestville Trailhead, which is kind of where, for folks that aren't familiar.
Well, that's right off of Wright Street, when you get to the top of the hill in Wright Street, before you get all the way up to Target area. You take off into the woods and you follow it over the river, literally, and through the woods.
Over the river and through the woods.
Across the tracks and to the Forestville Trailhead.
Now, Friday night, it gets going, I believe, around 6 o'clock or so, and it goes for a while. And the key with that is that that's open to the public this year. The last couple of years, I know that was kind of a private night of music for the campers.
Correct.
But you guys decided to open it up for everybody and get the party started then.
Well, you know, it's $25, and we decided let's keep it simple. If you choose to go Friday night, go Friday night. If you want to do both Friday and Saturday, feel free to do that. It's just a great opportunity to get people out there. We do have shuttles from the Dome as well on Saturday, so that's a great opportunity if you don't want to drive. It's a nice safe route back to the Dome, at least.
Yeah, I was going to mention that all day Saturday, you run shuttle buses. They run from the Dome out to the grounds. So
they
you
do.
So that means if you don't really know where it is, you just got to be at the Dome and watch for the buses starting
absolutely
on Saturday morning, I'm guessing, or Saturday around noon?
Saturday around 11.
Around
and then
11.
They run till 11, 10 at night.
Yeah.
Last band's done it around 10, 10:30. And then it gives you some time to gather your things and get on the bus.
Now, you have the opportunity to pick up tickets, of course, and the tickets are good for both Friday night and all day Saturday if you do pick that up.
Absolutely.
But there's also options for people if they want to do some camping and stuff like that. Is there still room to camp?
There is still room to camp. There are a few RV trailer, like pull-behind sites that are available, and as well as tent sites. And tent sites are all rustic camping out at the Forestville Campground. You can definitely come out and camp if you'd like, and it's a great way to spend a weekend.
We're talking with Andy Langlois, one of the organizers of this weekend's Forestville Festival in Marquette. There's a definite slant or a bent to this, that it is sort of the outdoor, maybe the mountain biking and craft beer crowd, but you have it set up that anybody and everybody 21 and older is welcome.
Absolutely. I guess, you know, we're affiliated, not affiliated, we're working with the NTN, and the NTN maintains and creates trails throughout Marquette County, and 100% of the proceeds benefit them. But, you know, looking back at what we're doing here, it's something that I think a lot of people enjoy. It's not, by no means just the mountain bike crew,
right,
or anything like that.
Right.
It's we want to see everybody out there.
And the NTN is the Nokamanon Trail Network. And as you said, they maintain this trail system for folks to enjoy mountain biking or hiking or cross-country skiing, whatever it is, however you do it. And this is a fundraiser. So, you know, you can just come on out there. Like if someone's listening this morning, they're visiting, maybe they're in town or they're just looking for something to do. I mean, $25 for basically a full day and like what, 4 hours, 6 hours of entertainment on Friday. That's a great price.
14 bands, 6 breweries, a bunch of food trucks and art vendors. And like I said, looks like it's going to be sunny.
How can people register or get some of those tickets online right now?
Well, you can go to Forestville2018.eventbrite.com, or you can show up at Black Rocks Brewery, Cognition Brewery, or Ordoc Brewing Company and buy some tickets there. And, those tickets are going to be available at Eventbrite through, I believe, most of the day on Friday. And
then
you can pick them up at the gate.
Okay,
so it's on a whim. You want to come on out and experience some of those bands, which is, you know, we talk about the bands, but we got everything from blues to bluegrass to pop rock to experimental to singer-songwriter. Come on down.
And the key here is this is all a fundraiser for the Nokamanon Trail Network, right?
Good point, Walt. Yeah, 100% of the proceeds benefit the Nokamanon Trail Network for the maintenance and development of trails.
What time on Friday? What time on Saturday? How do folks get out there?
Well, Friday, things kick off at around 6. If you're tenting, you can come in and start setting up camp at 4 o'clock. Saturday, it starts at noon, And if you're coming in with your RV, we recommend you coming in a bit early.
Yeah, right.
Just to kind of get it in place. And, you know, that's going to go until about 10:30 at night. And then we're going to wrap it up and call it another year of Forestville.
Forestville 2018 this weekend at the Forestville Trailhead in Marquette. Again, that website for folks to find out more about making some reservations on tickets and things.
Well, you can go to Forestville on Facebook and find it there, or you can go to Forestville2018.eventbrite.com.
That's Andy Langlois, one of the key organizers of Forestville 2018. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.